Today I want to begin a few days of discussing some inyanim relating to tefillah. I have here a wonderful sefer. It's called Simchas Halevavos. This sefer just came out a couple of months ago. It's by Simcha Halevi Hollander. Now, I don't know if you remember this person of Simcha Halevi Hollander. He published another sefer called Simchas Hamoadim. And in the time that we've been learning together here in this kollel, we've gone through the entire sefer, Simchas HaMoadim. When it comes to the Moadim, I use the sefer quite often in the various Moadim, going through the issues and yanim relating to each specific Moad. It's one of the best svarim I have. His koyach of hasbara and his topics and his yediyos and his observation of the minhagim of the various gedolei Yisrael is really second to none. So he very recently published another sefer on the inyanim relating to tefillah, basically the Seder Hayom, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and everything in between, but focusing primarily on inyanei tefillah. So I want to spend a few days going through some of the issues of tefillah from his perspective. He has some very interesting ideas, piskei halacha, and he has some interesting observations of minhagim and halachas that were done by various gedolei Yisrael, and he has hakiris, and just the way he presents some of the issues is very refreshing, and it I just find it to be very interesting. So we'll just try to do a few things quickly, things that caught my attention in his presentation. Okay, the first topic over here is kavana. First chapter is a little very short chapter. So we'll try to do as many as we can in one shot. First topic is the inyan of having kavana when we daven. So he presents here the opinion of many of Paiskim that there are two dinim. It's like a briska halacha. There are two dinim in kavana. There's a din in kavana of having kavana of the perish hamilos, and then there's a din kavana of just being aware that you are oymed lifnei hamelach. To have kavana for the perish hamilos is extremely difficult. We live in a generation where we are distracted. It's hard to concentrate for more than a few seconds on anything that we do, and it's almost nearly impossible for the average person to have kavana for the perish hamilos from the beginning of davening to the end of davening, even Shemon Esrei from the beginning to the end. So the truth is, it's not at all ma'akev. It's not ma'akev to have kavana for the perish hamilos as long as that's not ma'akev. The only part that he does present, and he presents that it's very critical, it's even ma'akev according to many opinions, is the first bracha of Shemon Esrei. A person should do his utmost, have kavana for the first bracha, from Baruch Ato Hashem until Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham. B'diyevet, if a person does not have kavana, let's say he finds himself in the beginning of Ato Gibar, you find yourself in Ato Kodesh, so what should one do? So l'chatchila, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, the best thing, mikar hadin, according to the letter of the law, you have to start all over again. That's Dikr Hadin. You find yourself in the middle of Mechaya Mesim, where you find yourself in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah, and you realize that when I said the first bracha, I did not have kavanah for every single word. You should really stop Shemon Esrei right then and there and start the Shemon Esrei all over again.
You're saying it means that he skipped, according to the way
not skipping, no, but Me'ikar Hadin, Me'ikar Hadin, if you're on autopilot, and you find yourself in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and you're up to the bracha of Atah and you say to yourself, how did I get here? The last memory I have was how did I find myself here? No, I'm not telling you. I'm telling you chidushim. I'm telling you things that happen every single day. How did I find myself in this situation? I'm in the middle of atachoni. So what do you do? So the truth is, me'ikar hadin, if we were really holding with the program and we were really mechaven davening the way we should be davening, we would stop right there in the middle of the Shemona Esrei and start the Shemona Esrei all over again. That's really what you're supposed to do. You're not yotze. That's, however, it is advised by all of the gedolei Yisrael not to do that. Right. We're not, and it's interesting, you know, a lot of these halachas that he presents over here, and he questioned, he sent letters and he spoke and he questioned to all the gedolei Yisrael. It's very very interesting. A lot of the things they tell him, this theme comes up over and over again, is even though it says this in Shulchan Aruch, and there's absolutely no makar to do otherwise, the minhag ha'olam is to do otherwise. What it does not say in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says if you don't have kavanah for the first bracha, you're not yoytzei, you're wasting your time, you're saying Hashem's name levatala, stop right there and start the Shemona Esrei all over again. Yet, there is no ands, if, or buts. That is the halacha. Finished. However, if you go ask any paisek, any gadol, they'll tell you don't do that. Why not? For one very simple reason. Who says you'll have kavanah the second time around? Who says you'll have kavanah? So therefore, the goal is just continue where you are. Now, however, there is something very. There are two solutions. These two solutions are very popular now. I've seen this years ago, but I've seen them more and more recently from Rav Chaim Kinievsky. He says there are two solutions what a person should lechatchila do in the event you find yourself in the middle of Shemona Esrei, or not necessarily in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Let's say you find yourself in the brach of Atah Gibar. You're middle of Atah Gibar, Mechayim Eitz Natarav Lehoshia, and now you realize you did not have kavan for the first brach of Shemona Esrei. Rav Chaim Kinievsky says what you should do is just review in your mind the entire first brach. Don't say anything. You have to Mechayim Eitz Natarav Lehoshia. Oh no, I didn't have kavanah. So just review all the words. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak. So don't say the words. Scan the words. Think the words. Open up the siddur. Just run through with your finger the words. The kavanah that you have later on can fill in for the lack of kavanah that was missing when you said the words. The kavanah now will be mitztarif to the words, and that will be okay. And you can do that from the beginning of Shemona Esrei all the way until where you're up to. If you're middle of Shemona Esrei, you're up to Shema Koleinu, and you didn't have kavanah. Theoretically, you can do this. It doesn't hurt. Just to start again from the beginning. But once you get to a certain point in Shemona Esrei, that's not going to work, obviously. You're not going to be able to have the patience or have the ability to go through in your mind the entire Shemona Esrei. So the next best solution is to do your utmost to have kavanah for modim. Because according to the Paiskim, modim and the first bracha are of equal significance. So even if you do not have kavanah for the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, you can save a Shemona Esrei by having kavanah during the bracha of modim anachnu lach. That might be a little bit easier because you're already calmed down. You're ready, you know, you're ready in a routine. At least that you can preserve, you can reactivate a Shemona Esrei that may have been not 100%. Okay, now we come to we mentioned there are two different kavanas. The kavanah of Perish Amilos, the Chatchila, at least the first bracha, b'diyaved, you can be mechashev, or you can have kavanah for the bracha of modim. But there's another kavanah of, you have to have kavanah that you are oimed lefnei hamelach. If you're lacking that kavanah for any part of the Shemona Esrei, according to all opinions, even halacha lemaisa, you have to stop the Shemona Esrei and start the Shemona Esrei all over again. Now this maybe years ago was not an issue, but today with cell phones and smartphones, this has become a new halachic issue. And the person is so distracted, and this happens even to very good people, you're so distracted in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're under so much pressure, you're at work, and you have mincha, and a lot of things on your mind, and you're so distracted, and even in the middle of Shemona Esrei, imamish, in the middle of davening Shemona Esrei, it's a lip service Shemona Esrei, some people have no choice, they can't concentrate for mincha, at least they go davening b'tzibur. Davening b'tzibur is definitely, to some degree, is very good, it saves the, it definitely, schus at tzibur, even if you daven a mincha with no kavana whatsoever, just the fact that you went and you daven with the tzibur itself, that itself is something very nice, something very, but if you're in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, you pull out your cell phone, and you turn it on, and you do something that really is an issue of not having a kavanah that you are oimed lefnei hamelach. What? Not talking about davening. No, that's fine. I'm not talking about davening from the cell phone. I'm talking about when you're not davening from the cell phone, when you're reading emails, you're texting, it buzzes, and you know you're expecting something very important, you can't control yourself, and you take out your cell phone and you start reading the text in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. You see this, I see this happen by mincha. So this is not a joke. This is a real halakhic issue. And this is a violation of kavanah of being oimed lefnei hamelach. When you daven Shemona Esrei, if you can't be mechav in the Perish Amilos, you'll just say, just rapid fire, break the Guinness Book of World Records for the number of words that can be said in 1 minute. Okay, we all break the Guinness Book of World Records every single day, 3 times a day. The Guinness Book of World Records, the amount of time, the fastest, the amount of, there's a number of words, a form of how many words you can say in a minute, the Guinness Book of World Records. The average person is able to do Shemona Esrei faster than the record in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's true. I read an analysis. You can look it up. Look up the Guinness Book of World Records. They probably have it online. The person who can speak the most number of words per minute. Then count the number of words there are in Shemona Esrei. And look at the average time it takes for a person to finish a Shemona Esrei. 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's faster than the Guinness Book of World Records. So obviously we're doing something wrong, yeah?
Rabbi Snow is a joke. He once I heard him say, he's Rabbi Moshe Snow. He said, well, once he was the Baal Tzvila in the shul, the Yard Tzvila, and he's diving. And finally, one of his pals says, I don't understand, what was taking the rabbi so long? So the guy says, well, you know, he's saying every word.
Okay, in yeshiva there is a golden rule. I think this is universal to all yeshivas. Only yeshivas, not in regular schools. 7 minutes. 7 minutes. The amount of time they give for silent Shemona Esrei, when you're not waiting for anyone, it's 7 minutes. That's a yeshiva. Because it really takes 7 minutes to say every word. Every word. Not slow.
7 minutes every Shemona Esrei on the clock.
Honestly.
When I was a little kid.
7 minutes. This is what they say. If you're in a yeshiva, B'nai Torah, they're not running anywhere, they're taking davening very seriously, they typically... But you're dealing with the tzibur. You want to wait, you don't want to be matriach the tzibur. Some will daven fast, some daven slow. So 7 minutes is an accepted rule. In a shul, it doesn't work like that. In a regular shul, a regular balabalish shul, it doesn't work like that. It's going to be 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And some shuls wait for the rabbi, and many shuls, the rabbi says, don't wait for me, because, don't wait for me, just have, a lot of shuls like to have a certain standard. They like to have, on the clock, Dav Mincha, right? And in there, it's 6 minutes, including Ashrei and Kaddish.
Well, they cheat a lot.
What, they cheat to go faster?
Yeah.
I
daven with Baal Tefillah. Baal Tefillah davens faster than I can skip.
Okay, in a Hanami. All right. Okay, whatever it is. But the point over here is this: this is a very important point. There's two types of tefillah. Tefillah kaperish hamilas. This is not ma'akev, with the exception of the first bracha or moedim, or at least being mechavin in the middle, like we mentioned. And then there's a second tefillah. And this second tefillah, it's not called tefillah unless you have a degree of awareness that I am being oimed lifnei hamelach. And that's a very, very minimal degree of awareness. He actually quotes a whole story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish basically says that anyone that's davening, it's impossible already that does not have this tefillah. It's impossible that if just the fact that you're sitting in Shemona Esrei, it can't be that you don't have at least the minimal degree of awareness that you're Omer Lifnei HaMelech. So he writes, I don't remember who he writes, and he says, yeah, maybe for the Chazon Ish on his Madrega, he was such a high Madrega, he couldn't fathom there could be such thing as a human being that can stand in Shemona Esrei and is not aware that he's Omer Lifnei HaMelech. But the Metzias HaShem, the reality has shown us that people, unfortunately, they can be standing a Shemona Esrei and their minds can be so far removed from what is going on, they don't even realize that they're being oimed, they are standing lefnei hamelech, the Shechina is present. And certainly when we're dealing with a whole new thing which never existed years ago, where the distractions are to reach the point where we have in front of us literally the entire world, you have a device that you have access to the entire world, and the information spreads and we're completely consumed and absorbed in this device. If a person finds himself texting, or finds himself, no fault to his own, it happens to the best people, finds himself reading a text, reading an email, that theoretically is a degree where you're not oimei lefnei hamelech, and according to halacha, practical halacha, you have to stop and start all over the Shemona Esrei, all over again. Because these are the two different degrees of kavana. Now, next, it is an inch of kavana of Hashem's name. When you read Hashem's name, that already is a different madrega. brings over here different interesting stories about Gedolei Yisrael. They were very upset in the olden days why Hashem's name in the Siddur was written with two yuds. Today, none of the Siddurim have two yuds. No, I don't know, none, but today it's not very popular. All the Siddurim today are written, they spelled out Yud K Vav K. In the old Siddurim, Hashem's name was two yuds. So he says that there were a lot of Gedolim in the previous generations that were very upset with this, because there is an Indian that at least you should see part of the Kavan is to beware. Loi Keshani Nichtov Ani Nikra. Hashem's name is pronounced Yud K. It's pronounced Adnos, but it's spelled Yud K Vav K. That is an important, it is a significant Kavana in Hashem's name. At least you should be aware of how you pronounce Hashem's name and how you say Hashem's name. If in your Siddur doesn't even have the way Hashem's name is spelled, that some people felt to be problematic. And again, in this generation, as a response to that, it's becoming very rare to find the Siddur today. Why? It was save on the printing, save space. It was very expensive. It was very, every single.
It said on one of the things that they didn't want the kids, because the Shiloh Siddur that was famous, so they didn't want the kids saying, pronouncing the, reading the word.
Aha, Yud K Vav K.
Aha.
Okay, so there were, that was a children's for a children's sitter. I also heard that it shouldn't be a shayla of Shemus. You don't have Hashem's name, so if it goes in the garbage, it goes in the garbage. So that they could, how do they do that? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
What about
Aleph
Dalet?
You know,
the other way you spell Hashem's name.
No, that's not. It's very weird. That's very weird. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's right. Okay, there's another issue. I'm just jumping around over here and pronouncing Hashem's name. That we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Aleph. Dalet Nun Nun Yud. Now the Nun is Komatz Noi. The Svardim do not distinguish between a Komatz and a Patach, and they pronounce a Komatz as a Patach. This is a very big problem. This is a very big problem, because even though it's true that that not be an issue when it comes to all
the pronunciation.
Right, but the problem when it comes to Hashem's name, because in Hashem's name Adonai, generally there's a rule for, I think, from the Radak. The Radak holds that when Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the difference between Kodesh and Chol is when it's Chol, it's Nai. When it's Kodesh, it's Noi. So Svardim that don't distinguish between a Patach and a Komatz, so when it comes to all words, it's not an issue. That's their tradition. But when it comes to Hashem's name, people who are very, the Radak was a master in grammar. What?
Rav Goren spoke to soldiers, Shomer Shabbos soldiers, and he says you shouldn't say it in Israel. Don't say Nai, because it means all my
masters, bosses. It's Chol.
So he says you should say
even the Svardim. Okay, so this is an interesting issue. You have to talk to a Svardi. There are Svardim, even though Chol HaTorah, their language and everything, they, when they say Hashem's name, they say
yes.
There's no distinction. It's always a Patach. But Hashem's name should be with a komatz noi, should be noi, it should be pronounced, because it's a Radak. Radak was a master.
Oh,
he has it. I have to have it over here. Come over later and I'll show you where it is. Okay, I'll show you. Come over. I have it over here. I have it marked down over here. Okay, so this is an issue. Now he brings here something very interesting. He brings here from the Afikayam. This is not halacha lemai. So this is just out of interest. The Afikayam says something. He brings down heavy the soif sefer hayokar. He named the Afikayam the soif sifroi hayokar. Navy in the sefer kama paninim shaliket vasaf mipi soifrim usfarim oidos kama dvarim shemikov yisoil gadol b'chayim b'hanogas toivos unachutzos lefi sefer hayom. One of the things he writes is that a person in the beginning of the day, betchilas hayom kisha asker, he should make it tonight. A person in the beginning of the day should say that every time I mention Hashem's name, kishaske b'chol hayom shem adnus baruchu kavanasi shehu adoin hakol v'hu haya hayve v'yia uchashaske shem elokim baruchu kavanasi shehu hashalit b'chol haylamos kulam v'takif u'bal kol hakoches kulam ad kan l'shane. A person, a maida, it's just like a sefer. The sefer, before you begin to write a sefer Torah, before you begin, this is really, it's not so silly, but some seifrim, before you write Hashem's name, you have to have kavana. When I'm writing Hashem's name, I'm writing L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. If you don't say L'shem Kiddushas Hashem before you write Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. and there are a lot of shameless. There are a lot of shameless in the Sefer Torah. So there's a solution. Some hold that you should not do it. Some hold you should do it. Is that before you begin to write the Sefer Torah, you make a Tanai. Every time I come across a shame in this in the writing of the Sefer Torah, I'm saying from now that it should be written L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. And if you make this statement B'diyevet, if you forget to say L'shem Kiddushas Hashem when you write the Sefer Torah, you yoytze B'diyevet. So he says this same Tanai, it's an amazing concept, doesn't only apply to a Sefer, writes a Sefer Torah, applies to a person. We don't appreciate the severity of the issue because that's the way we live, we're just not on a madrega. But to say Hashem's name is a very scary, frightening thing. L'sisa Hashem Hashem L'kech L'ashaf. That's a part of the Aser. It's only really true when it comes to a Shavua, but it's still an Abazrayu of the Aseres Adibros to say Hashem's name is a Dover Chomer Ad Me'oid, and we don't take it very seriously. So there, this was the technique that the Afika Yam says that when you in the morning you should make such a Tanai. He brings to the Yesh of Chaim Kanievsky this. Is this a person take this seriously? Shav Chaim Kanievsky says, no, we're not a Madrega that you should do, that we do these things. If you want to do it, it doesn't hurt, but this is something which is not for the common man, the common man to take so seriously. He brings here down something very interesting from the Ilya Rabbah. Okay, Ilya Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ilya Rabbah only 100 times every page. The Ilya Rabbah says, he says that if a person is a Kabbalah, he brings B'shem the Matan Moshe to call me Shemechavin be'adoin oilam, meaning adoin oilam Hashem l'atayim call. If you say adoin oilam with Kavana when you begin davening, Chassid Rav Yehuda HaChassid, Rav Haigoin, Rav Shiragoin, three Goin, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, Rav Haigoin, Rav Shiragoin. Again, it's been quoted by the Ilya Rabbah, Shem the Matan Moshe. The Orev Ani, I am a guarantor. B'davar shetfilosoy nishmas, your tefillah will be accepted, will be heard. Ve'ein satan lekatreg al tefilosoy, ve'ein loy satan upegara barosh hashanu v'yamakipurim b'tefilosoy ve'oivav neflum lefonav v'yesh oimim af yetzahara mashlim ito. I mean, you can't get better than that. You can't get better brachas than that. And all you have to do to be zecher to these brachas, that he's a guarantor from Rav Yehuda HaChassid, Rav Haigoin, Rav Shiragoin, and all these people, is just when you begin davening to say the Adoin Olam with Kavana. Most people don't even say Adon Olam. We don't have time for Adon Olam.
Are you saying it by the end of the letter?
Oh, yeah, it's a very simple note. It's what I'm saying. You're supposed to say it at the beginning, yeah. But since so many people came late, they put it at the end also, so at least they'll be there.
At least they should have that.
Only one time.
Okay? It's well on the Gra. The Gra, someone presented a sefer he wrote for Haskama, for the Gra. The Gra was not very quick to give Haskamas on Svarim. It wasn't so very, very, very critical. And the Gra saw the chidushim he found the Sefer was the reason why the tefillah begins with Adoin Olam is because Avraham was the one to be Mesakin Shachas, and Avraham was the first one to call a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To call Kadosh Baruch Hu an Adoin. So in honor of Avraham Avinu who invented the Tefillah of Shachris, we begin Shachris with Adoin Olam, a tribute to Avraham. The Gra was mole simcha from this vart. It's hard to find a vart that the Gra does not know. And the Gra saw this, the Gra was very impressed with this sefer because of this vart, and it seems like he gave a haskama. I gave him high praise. Okay, so we have over here these issues when it comes to Kavanah. Now let's discuss something else. Let's discuss over here, next chapter, very quickly, chapter of Tfilah B'Tzibur. So he presents here a very interesting Machlokes HaPoskim. Is a person mechuyav to daven B'Tzibur? Or is davening B'Tzibur a good thing to do? No one's denying the fact that davening, going to a mincha and minyan for mincha every single day, shachris, it's an irim, it's a wonderful thing, davening. But are you mechuyav? Do you have, what is the status of how far you have to exert yourself to daven with the Betzibur? So he brings here a big machlokes HaPoskim. He first presents from the Emek Bracha. Who's the Emek Bracha? Anyone familiar with the Emek Bracha? Is that the Sadan Tziv? I don't know the Emek Bracha. He had a lot of some. Noikech afal pi sheyesh ma'ila. I'm not sure the Emek Bracha. Shabu sheyesh ma'ila betfilu betzibur shetfilosa nishmas tamed mikol makom. He writes here very strongly. Einoi klal chiyuv mitzvah kechol mitzvahs drabanan. Davening with the minyan is not a chiyuv. And he quotes exactly the Rambam. How do you know the Rambam? From first the Gemara, which he then the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara there says, what's the Gemara? The Gemara was Rav Nachman. They asked the Amalei Rabbi Yeshua or Rav Nachman, my time Alei Osi Mar Lebei Kinishto Litzaluyei, why don't you come to Shul to daven with a minion? Yes, Rav Nachman, you don't come, you daven Yechidus. Amalei Lo Yechilna, I can't, I'm just too tired. It doesn't say why, I can't, it's just too difficult. Amalei, if that's the case, we'll bring a minion to you. There are plenty of people that will be honored to daven with you. So let 10 people come to you if you can't go to shul. It's a tercha. I should every single day go make phone calls to get 10 people to come. It's a tercha. What kind of excuse is that? Just because it's a tercha, you don't do what you're mechuyev to do. I'm not going to take lulav and eshrog. It's a tercha. I'm not going to eat matzah. It's a tercha. It's a tercha. Just because something is a tercha, you can't get away with it. The fact that the Gemara says clearly that the reason why he did not daven with the minion was because it was a tercha, the Emek Bracha, quoting here, the Emek Bracha says, you see from this that going to a minion is not a chiyuv. It's a lesser level, and there's you don't make people mishuga about going to a minion. Sometimes if you have family, and I have to go daven, we're all ready to go. We're all ready to get in the car and go on the trip. We're all ready to go do something. Oh, you have to go daven mincha now. All of a sudden you're at tzaddik, you have to go daven mincha. So because you have to go daven mincha, everyone has to wait. Everyone has to be held up. Is that really the right thing to do? Is that really the right thing? So people say, well, I never missed a minute of mincha in my life. So what, you should have prepared in advance. What, you have to know the gedarim. If davening with a mincha is not a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv, it's just a good thing to do, it might be a better thing not to be matriach other people for having them wait for you to go daven, Go on an airplane. Okay, you can go daven, we can go daven in the back of the airplane, 10 people. What are the gedarim? It's a very heated debate. What are the gedarim? Should you sit in your seat and daven, don't daven with a minion, or should you go to the back and go disturb everyone, next to the bathroom and disturb everyone and make a whole time? If it's a chiyuv, so maybe if you could work things out, if you could make an assessment, you can make an assessment that it's not going to be a chil Hashem, maybe it works out. You know, they do want to accommodate you. You're paying top dollar, you know, you're entitled. You're paying $1,000, you can get something for your money. Maybe, you know, it all depends. But if it's not a chiyuv, it's just a good thing to do, it's a different decision. It's a different decision. So it's very critical to know what are the parameters, the gedarim of a chiyuv. Emek Bracha is very strong and says that it's not a chiyuv. And then he goes on to say, I mean, very interesting. Then he goes on to the Yeshiva, Sim Shekim, Medug, Meloshon HaShulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Yishtadel. The words the Shulchan Aruch uses to daven with him is Yishtadel. It doesn't say Yechai. Yishtadel means try. An effort. Okay, that's what it says, Yishtadel, that's what it says. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein is not so generous. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv like every other mitzvah. No ands if or buts. The chiyuv, and he says, what do you want? It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says you have to travel dalad milin. If you're traveling in one direction forward, one mil backwards. It doesn't understand this thing. And you're going to go tell me it's only because it says Yishtadel? So he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, Chaim Kanievsky, they also, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and Rabbi Yashiv, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, also said it's a chiyuv. It's not a good, oh, what about the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadel? I'll show you where else the Rambam says Yishtadel. The Tzorech Adam Lehishtadel Shlo Yashir Mibisar HaPesach Ad HaBoiker. You should be Mishtadel that you have no leftover meat of the Karban Pesach until the morning. Is that a Yishtadel or is that a Halacha? It's a halacha. Noiser is usher. You're not allowed. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't leave over meat until the next morning. It's a davar poshut when the Rambam means that you're not allowed to leave over meat until the next morning. So just like the word yishtadel is used in the Rambam and it means an absolute halacha, so it's mistaver when it's Shulchan Aruch. It says yishtadel. Whoever he's taking it from means it's an absolute halacha. Okay. Now let's just do one last thing. We'll stop. Okay. One last quick thing. If you're interested in chakira, this is a very big. This is a very big issue. You always see them fighting about this in shuls.
What? If you don't.
That for sure not. for sure not an Avera. But it's kedai to know the Darga. It's Machlokes, Rav Moshe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Eliashiv all seem to say there's a Chiv like any other mitzvah, yet he quotes here the Emek Bracha, and he doesn't say there are others that also say there's no Chiv, there's only a good thing. Okay, last quick thing. You're davening, and only six, and you don't have 10 people davening. You have in a room, there are six people that did not daven mincha. And four people did daven mincha. Can four people who have already davened be mitztaref to a minyan? Well, they don't want to daven now. And only six people are davening. Roiv is davening. Is that a good minyan? Do you have to have all 10 people davening or not? So the bottom line is, when you have no choice, the answer is, of course, that's the minyan olam, of course. But some, there are places that say no. When it comes to daven, all 10 people must be davening. We don't generally pass. What is the issue? What is the hakir? So this is where his expertise of Halner, where his expertise is, he always has these hakirs and he shows the issues. The hakir is, what is the din tefillah b'tzibur? Is the din tefillah b'tzibur on a tzibur, or is it din on a yach? In other words, you have over here an individual. Is it the pshat, you the person, have an obligation to go find a minyan and daven with a minyan? Or, no, you don't have an obligation. If there happens to be 10 people in a room, then the chiyuv first is chal upon these 10 people. And he says, this is the nafka mina. If the chiyuv is on the individual, I have a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. Now, so I have to daven with a minyan. I only can find six people. And the other four people have already davened. It's good enough. Roiv is good enough. Roiv is, since the chiv is upon me, and I have a roiv, there are six people. But if you learn that there's no halacha for an individual to daven with a minyan, the halacha kicks in when there's a minyan. An individual has no, it's good. What it says in Shulchan Yishtadel, this might answer why it says Yishtadel, you should put yourself in a situation where now you have a minyan. But the chiv technically does not begin until the quorum is there. You have to first have 10 people. Oh, there are 10 people? Now there's the chiyuv. You have an obligation, according to Rav Moshe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Eliashiv, to make it happen. But the chiyuv, but it does not, it's not triggered. The triggered chiyuv, the chiyuv, tefillah b'tzibur, until you have those 10 people. The one that has this chiyuv is Rav Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber Leibowitz, a very famous Rav Baruch Ber, he's the one that has chiyuv. What exactly is the chiyuv? When does the chiyuv begin? On the Yochid Mizman Tfilah, or is it begin at a later point in time? And then that's going to be the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, if the Chiv is on the individual, so then it's six people. I have a Chiv. There are six, it's good enough, we can get started. But if the Chiv is on the Tzibur, until we have a Tzibur, there's no Chiv to daven with the Tzibur. We have to have first 10 people. Halacha Maisa, we have to be very make, we do it even when there's only one person. Okay? Alright, I told you that would be the last thing, so that'll be the last thing.